Shalom Aleichem, Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schus for every morning. Mirazi Shiyichu, the schus Moshe Rabin Peshitin, Raisa Moshe Mordechai, Yisachar Mordechai, Ben Rochel, Abracha, Batzlacha, Bechol Maase Yedehem. And today is the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Motzei Shemitah. So, how terribly awesome is it, terrible in a good way, that today is the day of Hakkel? So, is there anything better to talk about on the day of Hakkel than Hakkel? But today, unfortunately, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but at least we can learn about it. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Chagiga, HaKol Chayev Mireya Chutz Mecher Shaita B'Katan. Everybody is Chayev to be Ola Regel, except for Ocher Shaita B'Katan. And then Baitu, the Gemara says, Katani cheresh tamid the shayt of a cotton, a shayt of a cotton lav bnei adeyan, af cheresh the lav bnei de bar deo. So it says cheresh in the same context as a shayt and a cotton. So just like a shayt of a cotton are not of sound mind, so to a deaf mute, a cheresh is somebody who's not of sound mind. Kamash moan kedisnan, cheresh dibucham, uchamokim shenosh shmei bein amadabra, amadabra nesh mishmein amadabra chayiv. And this teaches us, we learned in a Mishnah on Trumas 1-2, the Cheresh, whom the sages discussed elsewhere, is one who does not hear and does not speak, and therefore his mind is not lucid. It can be inferred from this that one who speaks but does not hear, and one who hears but does not speak, are obligated in mitzvahs like any other person. Tanina lahadi tanu rabbanan. The Gemara notes, we already learned this, as the sages taught in a Tosefta, one who speaks but does not hear, this is a deaf person. If he hears but he doesn't speak, zeu ilam. That's a mute person. Zevzeh, both this one and that one are in the same legal category as those who can see and hear with regard to all matters. So therefore, a cheresh, shomea veino medaber, is like a pikeach. So who then is the cheresh that the Chazal patterned? One who's eino shomea veino medaber. Skipping a little bit in the Gemara, Medaber Veino Shmeir Shmeir Medaber Chayiv, that if somebody is speaks but can't hear, or hears but can't speak, he's Chayiv in mitzvahs. That's not, and I, we learned in a Baraisa, that Medaber Veino Shmeir Shmeir Medaber is Pater. So if you have only one of them, the person is Pater, either hearing or speaking. I'm Ravina B'Sam Rabbah, Chesur Mechzura V'Achik Tani. No, it's Chesur Mechzura. And this is how it should be taught. The Mishnah is incomplete and is teaching the following. All are obligated in the mitzvahs of appearance in the Beis HaMikdash and rejoicing during their chag by eating the sacrificial meat, except for a deaf person who speaks but doesn't hear, and a mute person who hears but doesn't speak. Shepater min ha'ri'iyah. They're exempt from ri'iyah. And even though they're exempt from ri'iyah, they're chayv in the mitzvah of simcha. This medaber v'ein roshim ha'shmein v'ein medaber. V'ashen lo shmei v'lo medaber v'shoyt v'katan patur af min ha'simcha v'patur mikol mitzvah mois patur. But somebody who can't do any of them, somebody who doesn't hear and doesn't speak, and a shoyt in a katan, an imbecile and a minor, each of these is exempt even from simcha. since they're exempt from all of the mitzvahs mentioned in the Torah because they're not of a sound mind. So it says that we also learn in a brisa that all are obligated in the mitzvah of appearance and rejoicing, except for a deaf person who speaks but doesn't hear, and hear but doesn't speak. They're exempt from re'iyah, and even though they're exempt from the mitzvah of re'iyah, nevertheless, they are obligated in the mitzvah of simcha. And if you're not medav, a person's not medav, or not shemayin shadar katan, apatir afkan a simcha, since they're part of mekom mitzvah is p'tara. So ma'ishlan yiriyah the simcha of the b'tiri, liriyah of the ma'ishlan the simcha of chayvi. So why are they part from re'iyah and chayvi and simcha? The shemayah v'en medav, then re'shamayah, then yiriyah gam re'iyah mehakel. As far as re'iyah goes, we learn re'iyah from hakel. The chsiv hakel is hama nashim nashim atof, nashim atof. So when it comes to their p'tur re'iyah, the Tana derives this halacha means of a verbal analogy return appearance regarding re'iyah's aliyah l'regel and a appearance regarding the mitzvah of hakel. He says, assemble the men, the people, the men, the women, and the little ones. And it's written when all Yisrael came to appear, just as a deaf person and a mute are not obligated to attend the assembly, they are likewise exempt from appearing in the Beis HaMikdash and the Chagim. And there, how do we know? How do we know that a medaber ben rishon shen medaber is patur? Because it says the man yishim v'man yil medu. Man yishim v'adam b'shem rishmen l'man yil v'pradat shemen ben medaber. It says in order that they may hear and learn, they may hear excludes one who speaks but doesn't hear. Learn excludes one who hears but doesn't speak. He is not a person who can learn. Learn tochel mamish tole gomar. Is that to say that if you don't speak, you can't learn? There were two mute people in the neighborhood of Yehuda Nasi. They were the sons of the daughter of Yochanan and Ben Gudgada, and some of the sons of the sister of Yochanan and Gudgada. Whenever Yehuda Nasi would enter the study hall, they would also enter and sit before the sages, and now they had to move their lips. And then Rabbi Yehuda Nasi davened for Hashem to have mercy on them, they were healed. And it turns out they were Bekim and Mishnah, Sifra, Sifri, and the entire Shas. So it shows that those who can't speak are able to learn. Answers the Gemara Mezutra, Korbe Laman Yelamdu. So read Laman Yelamdu, teach. Rabashi Yom Ravadi Laman Yelamdu, Udit Sakadaitach Laman Yilmadu, Kem Lom Shtoy Logomer, Kem Lom Shem Logomer. Ravashi says that the Pasuk is certainly read that they may teach. Because if you think that it should be read, they may learn, as the Pasuk says, and you explain that since he's not able to speak, he is not able to learn. And some of the reasons for the exemption of deaf persons is they're not able to hear. He's not able to learn, you err. This is because it's incorrect, for this exemption of a mute could also be derived from that they may hear. So the verse, therefore, it must be read, the pasuk has to be read, that they may teach, which indicates that although a mute is able to learn himself, and therefore he's not exempted by the previous pasuk, man yishmu, but he's exempt because he can't teach. In other words, forget about the kasha, says Rashi, from the two mute people who could learn. Rashi says, even putting that aside, that mute people can learn, you still can't be memayit mute people from laman yomadu, even without that kasha. Why? Because if you think Laman Yomadu, that since he's not able to speak, he's not able to learn, and a deaf person, since he's not able to hear, he's not able to learn, so that can't be the correct pshat, because Laman Yishmu, you're already going to get the mute. If the mute person can't learn, then it's already derived from Laman Yishmu. So people who can't learn are derived from the man yishma. So you can't learn a mute person from the man yomadu if a mute person can't learn. So it must be pshat that it means the man yelamdu. Even if you assume that a mute person can't learn, that's going to be derived from the man yishma. So you don't need the man yelamdu. So what's the man yelamdu there for? I'll tell you what the Laman Yilamdu is there for. Laman Yilamdu is there to tell us. Laman Yilmadu is tells Laman Yilamdu. They can't teach. And that's why we pater a mute person, because he can't teach. Al Kapanu Kum from the Gemara that a deaf person and a mute person are pater from Re'ia and from Hakel. So, Lashon Rashi is and when it says in the Gemara, Disak Adaitach, Laman Yilmedu, Kem Lo Mishtai Lo Gomer, Kem Lo Shai Lo Gomer. So if you think Laman Yilmedu is that the Yilmedu, they learn. And since he can't speak, he can't learn. Kem lo shama lo gomer, since he can't hear, he can't learn. So Rashi writes, Kem lo shama anan sadi v'lo gomer, since he can't hear. We can testify about the fact that he can't learn. Kem lo shama lo gomer, since he can't hear. Kem lo shama lo gomer, since he can't hear. Kem lo shama lo gomer, since he can't hear. Kem lo shama lo gomer, since he can't hear. Kem lo shama lo gomer, since he can't hear. Once we already learn that a deaf person who can't hear is putter, because he can't learn, so what do we need the man yilmedu to tell you that a mute person is putter? Since if you hold that somebody who can't speak can't learn, since you already learned from Laman Yishmu, but rather he holds that somebody who can't speak can learn, and it's not from Laman Yishmu, but rather it's Laman Yilamdu. That's pshat in the Gemara, Fishita Rashi. That Laman Yishmu is pshat, to be able to learn, to be able to understand. So writes Tosfos, the Pasha Dekra Mashma Azina Vavin Shema Shilamdu, Hilkach Malan Ushiyishma, Kem Deloy Gamir, Mimatina Le Shapir. So it says Laman Yishmu, Pasha is the Pasuk is Mashma, understand what you're learning. And therefore, if you can't learn, in other words, even a mute person, if he can't learn, it's already derived from the man Yishmo. And therefore it must be that he can learn. And a mute person can learn, but he can't teach. But the idea of Shmia is not just being able to hear, the idea of Shmia is being able to understand. That's what Shmia means. Loshen HaTesfis. The Pash the Kramashma Azina Vavinchi Yavin Mashi Yalamdu. Pash the Pasik of Laman Yishmu is to understand. What does he have to hear for, this mute person? He can't learn. So we remind him. So what did it have to say Laman Yilmedu for? So must be it's Laman Yilamedu. Teach others. Ad kan midivrei Rashi van Tosfos Vasugya. Rei Mevuar Mizeh, that it's not enough to be able to hear, but you have to understand what they're saying, otherwise you're not Yotze. That's the din in Hakel. And similarly in Re'iyah, that you have to be able to understand and not just to be able to hear. So we have to understand that B'kriyas HaTorah Ba'alma, what's the din? Can a person be Yotze if he doesn't understand what he is hearing? Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Perek Beis, Melechos Tam HaTorah writes, Shalfi Shebatorah Shebal Peh, you know, when it comes to Gemara, when it comes to Shas and Poiskim, you have to understand what you're learning in order to be Yotze. Nevertheless, in Torah Shebichsav, when it comes to Torah Shebichsav, you're Yotze and Mitzvah Talmud Torah, even if you're not Mevin Mashaloi Mev. When it comes to Torah Shebichsav, you're Yotze even if you don't understand. When it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, you have to understand. So according to what he's saying, L'chaira would appear that by Kriyas HaTorah Ba'alma, regular Kriyas HaTorah Yotze, even if you don't understand what you are hearing. He writes over there, V'chol Adam Tzarech Lizara L'Hotzi B'Sfas Al Kol Ma'ashalom Yibbein Mikra Mishnah B'Talmud Elim Ken B'Shas Iyun L'Havim Dover M'Sech Dover. So it's very important when you're learning to verbalize what you're learning, to say it out loud. Except if you're learning Torah, except if you're being Ma'ayin. As you're thinking, you don't have to talk when you're thinking. So he says, listen, Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that you have to verbalize what you're learning. You have to speak it out. You have to say it out loud. And if you don't, you're not Yotze. Just when you're thinking, you're allowed to think. But otherwise, you have to say it out loud. And that's the mitzvah. That's the Iker mitzvah of learning Torah Shebichtav. To say it out loud. And therefore, an Amaretz can make a bracha on the Torah because he's saying the Psukim. So it appears Pashut that not only the Amaretz is Zayla Torah and reads the Shliach Tzibur and Motzi B'Sfas if he's Yotze, but even the people also, they're Yotze when they hear. As long as they hear what's being said, the Kriyas HaTorah, even if they don't understand, Zema speak. However, it would appear as follows that Kriyas HaTorah is a machlokas if it's a Chiri of Kriya and everyone's Yotzi Medin Shamea Kohen, it's as if he's reading himself. But there's no Chiri of Kriya at all. And no Chiri of Kriya HaTorah is just to hear and not to say. Is there a Shamea Kohen by Kriya HaTorah? Is there not Shamea Kohen by Kriya HaTorah? So Bishleima, if we say that you're Yotzi Medin Shamea Kohen, it's as if you read yourself, so you could be Yotzi even if you don't understand what you're hearing. But if we say that the whole Chiri is to listen, is to hear, and you're not Yotze Medin Shamea Koine, so we see from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that you're not Yotze when you don't understand, only if you're Motzi B'Sfasav. But if you're not Motzi B'Sfasav, you're not verbalizing it, you're not Yotze if you don't understand. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that when it comes to Torah Shebichtav, if you verbalize it, you're Yotze if you don't understand. If you don't verbalize it, you're not Yotze. So therefore, the Chayra of Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah to hear, so then the Chayra, you have to verbalize it. You have to understand. You don't understand, you're not Yotze. It's only if you say it out loud, you're Yotze, but if it's not within Shamei Kona, then you didn't say it out loud. So you merely have to understand. So it would be totally in this Chakira. Is the Kriyas HaTorah din in Shamei Kona or not? However, it would appear that that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav's Mechalik between Limud B'Dibur and Limud B'Hira alone is based on what he says over there, that everybody has to be Motzi B'Sfas of everything he learns, unless it's V'Sha'as Iyum Lavim Dav Mitoch Dover. Whenever he's learning Behira Levad, Be'er Shalom Hotzi B'Sfasav, he's not Yotze B'Limud Zeh. If he can verbalize it and he doesn't, then he's not Yotze. In such an instance, if when a person is Loimei Be'er Behira to understand what he's learning, he's not Yotze Mitzvah Talmud Torah unless he understands what he is thinking about. But somebody who is not Maharher and Ma'ayin, he's just Shomea Kriya Satur and Pia Medaber, even though he doesn't understand what he's hearing, he's yet to the mitzvah of Limaditim, even though he himself is not Motzi B'Piv. Just like if you're Motzi B'Sfas and you don't understand your Yotze Mitzvah Talmud Torah, so too if you hear somebody else being Motzi B'Sfas, you're also Yotze. It's only you're not Yotze if you are just thinking and you're not understanding. That doesn't count. So either you have to verbalize it, and then it doesn't matter if you understand it, but somebody else verbalizes it and they can understand it. If you want to be Yotze, and somebody else verbalizes it, and that's also enough for you. But if you yourself are just thinking, then you have to understand. And if you don't, then you're not Yotze. Yikar mitzvah like Torah Shebaal Peh is understanding. Torah Shebichtav, you have to verbalize it. And if or somebody else verbalizes it, even if somebody else verbalizes it for you, that's also enough. He writes, "Medem or Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbal Pen, Emu Veim Raperish, and Nachshav Limud Klal." So, not understanding isn't limud, but at least saying it is limud, or somebody saying it for you is limud. So now the question is, why be Kriya Sahakel? You're not Yotze when you don't understand what's being said. Maishlam be Kriya Satorah. They're Yotze, even if you don't understand. So we conclude it is that they're Yotze Kriya HaTorah, even if you don't understand, because the other person is verbalizing it. So on the tzad that it's shomer kona, you're vada yotze. On the tzad that it's not shomer kona, so you're also yotze because somebody else said it, and that's enough. So why then by kriyas ha'akal do you have to understand, and by kriyas ha'torah you don't have to understand? So it would appear that there's a distinction between kriyas ha'akal and kriyas ha'torah by kriyas ha'dina. The yisodin of kriyas ha'torah is mitin talmud Torah. But by ha'akal, as we discussed in a recent shir, the din kriyas mishum talmud Torah, because women aren't chayav in talmud Torah. Nevertheless, you're makel of women. It says in our sugya, ha'akal is hanoshim anoshim v'ataf. Women, if men come to learn, women come to hear, why are kids coming? So Tosfos writes that the Yerushalmi is not like Ben Azai, who holds that a person has to teach his daughter Torah. So we see that even though women aren't B'nai Talmud Torah, because this is not like Ben Azai, Ben Azai says you have to teach your daughter Torah. But we see from here that no, this opinion holds you don't teach your daughter Torah. So even though they're not B'nai Talmud Torah, they're still Chayiv in Mitzvah Hakel. It's still chayv in mitzvah hakel because the soda mitzvah hakel is like the Rambam says in Chagiga 3:1, kedei lechazik es hados, the strength in the religion. So according to this, it would appear that even though by kriyas haTorah normally it comes from the din Talmud Torah, you don't have to understand what you're saying by kriyas hakel. But the ikar mitzvah is not making Talmud Torah; it's mishum chizuk hados, in order that she yilmud of the yiras Hashem. There we require that you understand what you are hearing; otherwise, you're not yotze yedei chovaso. And this would appear lahedja and taisus diwar maskel ella. Right, Shlo Kama Krahakel, she Yishmo Bekriyas Hamelech, Viavinu, Mehashta, Viavoli de Yiras Hatzul, the Sea Besafe, the Krav Yeres Hashem. So you see that you have to understand, Lahedya, Yisoda Dover, they have to understand, Kriya Bahakel, is that Kriya Bahakel is not Midin Talmud Torah. It's not Midin Talmud Torah. But rather, it's they should learn to fear God. And if they don't understand what they're saying, then they're not yotze. If they don't understand what they're saying, they're not, what's being said, they're not yotze. The Rambam, in Chag, that's why there's the distinction. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, it's Midin Talmud Torah. There it's enough just to hear what's being said. And when it comes to Hakel, that's Midin Liyira. There you have to understand. The Rambam, in Hilchos Chagiga 3:5, writes, HaKriyav HaBrachas B'Losh HaKodesh HaPi Sheshem Lozes V'Gerim Shein HaMakirim Chayovim L'Hochim Liban L'Hakshiv Oznam. That the Kriya and the Brachas were B'Losh and HaKodesh, and even though there are foreigners there that don't know, and Gerim that don't know, they have to prepare their hearts to listen. And somebody who can't hear, because the point of the reading is L'Chazik Dosa Emes. The Rambam writes that even laws and people who speak a foreign language in Gerim that don't understand still have to listen, and even somebody who can't listen, can't be shomea, is mechavin liba the kriya zuna. But kriya satorah lechol hashana, that the yisod of the mitzvah, shiyomadu as satorah, somebody who doesn't hear is in yotze. It must be that since mitzvah hakel is the yisod of lechazik dosa emes, the Rambam holds that he could be yotze even if you don't hear. So the Rambam says, umi she'enu yochol lishmoya, somebody who can't hear mechavin libo should pay attention to this kriya. Misha, they should try to listen. Chayvim lahachin libo and lahakshiv aznam. But somebody who can't hear is chayv lechavin libo lekriya zu. Shlokava ator el lechazik dul dasa emes. So you see in the Rambam that even laws and mugerim who don't know the language have to listen, and even somebody who can't listen can't hear what's being said, he has to be mechavim libo. So by kriyas haTorah, you have to learn. If you don't hear kriyas haTorah, you're not yotze. But hakel is to be mechazik dosa emes. The Rambam holds you could be yotze even if you don't hear. In other words, you're part of the matziv over there. Since you're part of the matziv, that's enough. Or in the Gemara we see lehedya, you're not yotze mitzvah hakel unless you're shomea umevin masha shomea. So it's tzarichin al Rambam. The Rambam says you're yotze even if you don't hear. The Gemara says you have to understand. Like we saw in Rashi and Tosfos, is they understood the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that you have to be able to understand. So if a mute person can't understand, he's included in man yishmu, and therefore the man yilmadu has to be the man yilamedu. But so we have pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says you don't have to be shomea, you don't have to hear, and we have the Gemara. But the Gemara says you have to understand. The Gemara seems to say you have to even understand. So the teretz might be based on the Turei Evin. But the Turei Evin says that the maskanas hagemore, it's exeris hakosuv, that somebody who, as we see right here in the Gemara, that somebody who can't hear in one ear is pater. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, cheresh bazno achas pater min ariyah. Because it says baznayim. Since it says by Hakel, baznayim, so if there's no aznehem, if there are no two ears, and as the Turei Evin explains, that the Laman Yishmu was Megala, that the Ozneim, when it says Ozneim in both of their ears, that means two ears. Otherwise you would say Ozneim, like the Gemara says, means you have to tell all of the Jews, say in the ears of the Jews. So, Kamash Malan, no, Laman Yishmu, that it's Megala, that the Ozneim means two ears. That's what the Laman Yish, that's what the Ozneya means, two ears. That's what the Laman Yishmu is Megala. So it comes out that Laman Yishmu is Xeris HaKosuf. It's Xeris HaKosuf to tell you that a person who's deaf in one ear is Pater from Hakel. Because otherwise, let's say, you would say that it's a, that it's telling you, the Pasuk is telling you have to be able to hear in order to Echaiv in Hakel. Then how can you learn to Re'iyah? Re'iyah, what's the union of hearing? But if you say there's a special Xeris HaKosuf by Hakel, that even the person who's deaf in one ear is pater, so you could say, ah, so now that also is going to apply to Re'iyah. But even if he's deaf in one ear, and certainly deaf in two ears, then he's going to be pater. So that's the fi maskanas hagemore. The Laman Yishmu is not telling you that you have to understand. Laman Yishmu is telling you that there's Xeris HaKosuf, you have to be able to hear. And that's why the Rambam writes in Chagiga 3:5 that that you're Yotze even if you're not Shomaya. In other words, even if you can't hear or you don't understand, you're still Yotze. How is that? Because we have Xeris HaKosuv that paters a Cheresh. In other words, this Laman Yishmu is coming to tell you that you have to you have to be able to hear in order to be Yotzei. But the second a person isn't excluded from that Xeris HaKosuv of Laman Yishmu, then he's Yotzei. He's Yotzei even if he's not, and he doesn't understand the language, or he's too far away to hear. But nevertheless, he's still Yotzei. Why is he Yotzei? Because, why shouldn't he be Yotzei? It's L'chazek Dos HaEmes. Just the whole matzav there, the whole maimed, is a L'chazek the religion. So he doesn't have to be Shemeah. So we had asked on the Rambam. You see from the Gemara that you have to be Maven. Okay, that's only in the Havimin of the Gemara. But in the Maskan of the Gemara, you don't have to be Maven at all. And with the Man Yishmu is Memayet, is that you can't be deaf in one ear. Even in one ear. And if a person's deaf, then he's not Yotze. But if he's not deaf, then he is Yotze. And even if he can't hear. So we'd ask the Kasha and the Rambam, we see from the Gemara, not like the Rambam, that's only the Havamina. The Maskana said Gemara, you don't have to be able to hear what's being said, as long as the person's not a deaf person. And that's why the Gemara says, Lenyan Ria Gamar Ria Ria Mehakel. We learn from Hakel. And that's why the Turei Evin says, Nearly Da Maskana Kosamech. Kosamech on the Maskana. That l'hai l'man yilmedu is l'acherim v'af agav d'gamer l'atzim v'mev ma'ashiku l'fan of b'hakel filu achar patra achman u gzeres ha-kosev. It's gzeres ha-kosev. It's somebody who can't be malamed l'acherim, a person's mute, then he's patra, so too by hakel. So we have a special gzeres ha-kosev to patra from hakel. We patra somebody who is mute and somebody who's deaf, so too the Gzeiros HaKasuv is also going to apply to Re'iya, as we learn Re'iya, Re'iya from Hakel. And not, as we learn the thought on the Havamina, that by Hakel the requirement is to be able to hear and understand. If that were the case, what does that have to do with Re'iya? What do you have to hear and understand by Re'iya? Elamaya must be Gzeiros HaKasuv. Maybe there's nothing here to understand. You just come to the base of Mikdash. There must be Xeris HaKasuv, like we feel the Maskanas HaGemara. For Pater, a Cherish, and an Elaim, Mimela, the same applies to Re'iya. And therefore, the Rambam is correct that even if he can't hear, because he's too far away or whatever, he's still Yotze. Even if he doesn't understand, he's still Yotze. There's a, you see, there's a Ture Evan over here from a Raman Yeshiva Sneri Yisrael, a Weinstatter who's in the Haskamas, they say, he's Mamisha. Mara de Kula Talmuda. He's a Yid who's walking around with Gan's Shas in his pocket. So it's Gedai to learn that to Rei Evan. He has Gamal de Ka'aris. He has a whole Chabur here of people who supported the publication of the Sefer. I guess people he learned to Rei Evan with. So you can look at the Rabbi Einstatter edition, the Birkas Tzvi of the to Rei Evan. Of course, it's also the Melue Evan. Well, also you have a Gamal de Ka'aris and the to Rei Evan. It seems that the Birkas Tzvi and the to Rei Evan has the longer Ha'aris. Al Kopanim, that is the Mahalach. So just to recapitulate what we learned that by Kriyas HaTorah, the Ikriyas Sodin Kriyas HaTorah is with the Talmud Torah, and therefore as long as you hear what's being said, you're Yotze, you have to hear, even if you don't necessarily understand. But as long as somebody's verbalizing it and you hear it, by Hakel, the Din Kriya is not Midin Talmud Torah, but rather L'chazek es Hados, to strengthen the religion. And therefore, even if you can't hear what's being said, you're Yotze, you ask the Kash and the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that you don't have to be able to hear, but how can that be? The Gemara says that you have to understand what's being said. You have to actually understand. That's what hearing means, like we see in Rashi and Tosfos. So Teretz says that's Lamaskan Lahabim Minashal HaGemara, but not Lamaskan is HaGemara. Hadvarim Me'irim Mesamchim Baruch Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening, and we have a ton more to say. So I hope that we'll be able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.